This week's Torah Away has been sponsored Lizchus Aaron Chaim Ben Dvora, in Lizchus of which he should have a refuah shleima. Kof Dalet Tammuz, Tuesday the 2nd of July, Rabbi David Stroh. I can't remember when I finished my cholent.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to discuss two shailas, which one hopes doesn't happen, but sometimes it happens. Various people have told me it's happened to them. One person told me it happens to him every week. Obviously, one has to be careful not to come into such a situation. But the two shailas are, first shaila was on the, was just said, that is a person, let's say Shabbos afternoon, 5-6 o'clock in the afternoon, 7-8 o'clock, whatever time it is, he wants to have his cup of coffee with milk in, or a piece of something milchik. And he can't for the life of him remember what time he finished his cholent. His meal, he slept on a bit, he ate his cholent, then he had a bit of ice cream, and he did reiteras, amiris, everything. And from the time he finished his cholent to the time he actually finished the meal, he can't remember what time the cholent was finished. And now he's got a sopik. How many hours? He would normally, like, say, wait 6 hours. He's got a sopik if he's waited 5 hours or 6 hours. Or it could be even someone who only waits 3 hours. His minhag is to wait 3 hours. And he's got a sopik whether he's waited 3 hours or less than 3 hours. So what does the person do in such a situation?
What is 3 hours?
Okay, we'll come on to that. The second shaila is... a bit less frequent. But a person who... He fancies a cup of coffee or something milchik, and he makes a brocha to eat his milchik thing, and just as he's about to put it in his mouth, he remembers, "Oy ve am fleishik." So he's made his brocha, and he had in mind to have this piece of chocolate, not to have anything else. His brocha's not chal on anything else. What should he do in such a situation? So to phone up a rov and to be mevar the halacha, he might have lost his brocha. In the meantime, anyway, what does a person do in such a situation? Those are two shailas. So I'm not saying anything halacha l'maisa for a final opinion. One should consult the own rav. Just the hagdol teila adira. So first, I just want to bring a bit of background into knowledge into the halachas of basa b'chala. The first thing we have to be mevara is why is it that there's so many different opinions on how long one should wait between meat and milk? Yeah, some people hold 6 hours, some people hold 5.5, 5 and a bit, some people hold 3 hours, some people hold 1 hour, many places in Europe. Why is there such a big difference of opinion how long one should wait between meat and milk? Where do all these minhagim come from? So, lemaisa, the Gemara in Chulin, which is a makor to this halacha of waiting between meat and milk, so the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, Omar Gufa, Omar Rav Chista, Ochal Bosa, the person who ate meat, Osulecho Gvina, it's forbidden for him to eat Gvina, cheese. The Gvina Mutalecho Bosa, the person who ate Gvina, he's allowed to eat Bosa, he's allowed to eat meat. That is that the halacha of eating meat and milk only applies in a Torah to a person who cooks meat and milk together, to cook it together, and then to eat that mixture would be over a person would be over isadei raisa. Mijabonon, a person who eats meat and then straight away afterwards eats milk, he would not be over the isa of basa b'chala. It's a din derabonon not to eat it one after the other. So Gemara says a person who eats meat, he should not eat milk, but gvina. But a person who eats gvina cheese, he can eat meat. And Gemara doesn't say what he should do. Should he wait? Should he do something? How long does he have to wait? The Gemara carries on. Omer Ma'ukva. Ma'ukva said, Anol ha'milsa, for this matter, achala b'chamra, I am like the vinegar, the child of wine, legabi abba, compared to my father. De'elu abba, my father, ki abba ochul bisra, inna, when he ate meat today. Now, lo abba ochul gvina, b'lamochid, wait till tomorrow, the same time, to eat his gvina. That is, wait 24 hours between meat and milk. I don't eat meat, milk, within the same suda as my boss. But the next suda, I do eat gvina. So we see Ma'ukva, he said that I'm very simple in comparison to my father. My father would wait 24 hours, he was very stringent, very machmir, whereas I'd only wait mesuda lesuda. So what does mesuda lesuda? So here comes a big machlokes to showing him what does lesuda, mesuda lesuda mean. So the Tosfos and the Bahag, they say that mesuda lesuda does not mean he has to wait. It means he has to finish the suda which he's having at the moment. That is, he should finish his miti suda, which would include benching, clearing the table, and kinuach v'hadocha, which means he has to wash his mouth out, eat something, and have a drink. And then he's finished his miti suda. And now he can start his suda achrona, he can start his gvina, his eating his milcha. Because that's what Tosfos and the Bahag hold. So according to Tosfos, there's no din to wait between meat and milk. But the Rambam and other Rishonim, the Rosh, I think, they say that this halacha of mesuda lesuda means that, like the Gemara says in Brachos, that mesuda lesuda, a person would eat one suda in the morning and one suda in the evening. And there would be a 6-hour space in between the two sudas which a person would eat. And that's what the Gemara means in mesuda lesuda, that a person should wait the time that it takes normally to wait, one waits. Between a miti and a milchiga suda. That's what the Rambam holds. So the Mechaba in Yeridei Simen Peites, he paskens like the Rambam. The person has to wait 6 hours. Whether it's, even if it's chicken, afilo shel chai ve'oif, lo yechol gvina acharov, a person should not eat gvina ad sheyishe sheish shoyz. He has to wait 6 hours. That's what the Mechaba paskens. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah paskens like the Shitta of Tosfos, that one does not have to wait, me'ikadim, one does not have to wait at all. The only thing one has to do is, as we said before, is one has to clean his mouth, eat something, and bench, and clear the table, and then he's allowed to eat gvina, according to the Ramah. That's the machlokes mechaba in the Ramah. The max of the Ramah at the end, Avada says one should be machmit to wait 6 hours. The Ramah also brings another opinion, a yesh eimrim, that the minhag is in the place of the Ramah, the minhag was to wait 1 hour. So far we've got three opinions. There's the Rambam, he said one has to wait 6 hours. Tosfos says one doesn't have to wait at all. So the Ramah says you wait 1 hour. So where does 1 hour come from? So 1 hour comes from the Zoya. The Zoya says one should not eat meat and milk. Should not eat within the same meal, and within the same hour, one should not eat meat and milk. So the Ramah, just important to know, the Ramah says that a person who, or the Taz speaks out rather, that a person who only waits 1 hour, which some people do have this minig nowadays, then one has to do kinuach v'hadocha. One has to, even though he's waited an hour, one would still have to wash his mouth out and eat something in between, as he still may have bits in his mouth. And another important thing is that it's not so one wouldn't think it's so negea, but what would happen if one waited 6 hours, but he's still within his miti suda? He's got a meal which is going on for hours and hours on end. And he's finished his meat, and then it schleps on with dancing and other foods, and he's waited 6 hours from having his meat, but he's not benched yet. So then the halacha is that even though he's waited 6 hours, he's still got to bench to finish off his previous suda, his suda of basa, because he's still in that suda. He's got to wait misuda lesuda, the kuli alma. And if he's still not benched, even though he's waited 6 hours, he cannot eat gvina until he's benched. Now, where do the other opinions come from? So the Rambam says a loshon that a person has to wait kamoi sheish shoyz, like 6 hours. What does like 6 hours mean? So the pasuk that means, it's enough to have waited something which is close to 6 hours. So there are some who say that it means 5.5, rubai kikuloi, it's almost 6 hours. And now those who say mixas shaka kuloi, even a small bit into the sixth hour, that is a 5 hours and a few minutes, it's also considered kamoi shei shoy. So that's a 5 hours and 5.5 hour opinion. The Pri Chodosh says a chiddush that these 6 hours do not go, we don't reckon them according to the normal hours of a 24-hour day. Not proper 6 hours, we go with shoyz zemanius. Yes, everyone knows we split the day into 12 parts. If it's a long summer's day, which could be 18 hours, we split into 12. the 6 hours would be much longer. Whereas in the winter, certain places in the winter would be shoyz the manus. You could get you can get 3 hours or even 4 hours or even 3 hours of shoyz the manus, the free chodosh. So that would only apply in the winter, right? In the winter, one would be able to take this opinion of the someone who's got this minhag would wait 3 hours. Where does it come from to wait 3 hours the whole year? So that the Da'akit Shuvah and other Achronim say is that they took on the minhag of the opinion of the Prichadosh, and they applied that opinion, taking the shortest amount of hours, and they took that and applied that to the whole year. That is, you get 6 Shoyz Manus to be 3 hours in certain places during the peak of the winter. You take 6 of those hours, which might be 3 hours, and they said that you can keep those 3 hours. Their minhag was to keep those 3 hours throughout the whole year. That's one pshat in 3 hours, the the best pshat in 3 hours I've got.
There's no sunshine in England, so
it's always day. It's always night. No, in the summer it'll be much later, much longer. No, 9 hours.
3 hours.
It'll be
3 hours of the minute.
Yeah.
Is that 3 hours or 60 minutes each, or is it 3 minutes in the summer?
No, 3 hours or 60. 3 hours or 60. Yeah, because the 6 hours in the peak of the winter will be 6 30-minute hours. So you take that and
you can be in the tariff for 5 plus, and they say it's 2.5 hours.
We don't do that. Right, 1 hour. We said was the Zoya. There is another opinion, another pshat in the 1 hour, which people don't generally do. This is the Krasi says that the 1 hour, which the Ramah says is not really 1 hour, it means 72 minutes. That is, we know the digestion of, between Lagabe Hilchas Brachas, we say it's 72 minutes. The beginning of the digestion is 72 minutes. And he says that's Chan, the Ramah says 1 hour. But most people who wait anyone who waits 1 hour normally waits 60 minutes, not 72 minutes. Obviously, they don't take on like this Krasi. They take on like the Zoya, who says it's 1 hour, Shal Chado. So that's all. That's the different minhagim, and that's in the code to all the different minhagim. So even those who wait 3 hours are really waiting 6 hours, yeah. Because it's
the Rishon that says 3 hours.
They bring down from Rabbeinu Yeruchim that he says 3 hours. It's not clear what some people say it's a Tos Sefer. It's not exactly clear. But there are many people do take on this minhag of 3 hours. The Ma'aseh, the Ramah says, one, the minhag should be, everyone should be yeshmet datkim lamdim sheishoyis v'chein nochin lasis. That is the way one should do it. And the Taz and the Shach, they bring the Loshem Arshal that says say very strongly that one should wait 6 hours. Everyone's got their own minhag.
Full 6 hours.
Pardon? Full 6 hours.
Full 6 hours.
Yeah, full 6 hours. We said there are some who hold this 5 hours or 5 and a bit, 5 and a half. That could also be 6 hours. Now, Shaila is, why do we wait between meat and milk? Where does it come? What's the reason to wait between meat and milk? So there's a machlokes rishonim. Why do we have this din of waiting? Now, as the Rambam says, that one must wait between meat and milk because the basar is a very tough substance and it gets stuck in between the teeth. It's called basar shevein hashinayim. And the Rambam says that even basar, which is stuck in the teeth, is still called basar. Even though it's there for many hours and it starts going rotten, etc., it's considered basar until 6 hours. Yeah? After 6 hours, says the Rambam, it's already, even if it's still there, it's considered nisakin. It's as if it's not basar anymore. And then one doesn't have to worry about having that basar in his teeth. But within 6 hours, the basar is called basar. And if it eats gavina or milk within that time, it's as if he's eating meat and milk together. He's got meat in his mouth, in his teeth. And he's eating gvina, he's got meat and milk in his mouth at the same time. That's what the Rambam holds. And say that. Okay. A leg plug, I think. The Achronim do say that even one who brushes his teeth, and nowadays we've got very sophisticated equipment for cleaning teeth, even then one would have to wait 6 hours, because in case one doesn't do it properly, then the gazero one should wait 6 hours before later.
True loss of false teeth.
Yeah, that'll be. The other opinion is Shittas Rashi, who says that basar, the meat has a very strong taste, and that taste keeps coming up for 6 hours. And if he's got this taste in his mouth and he's eating milky foods at the same time, He's going to be eating. It's as if he's eating meat and milk together. He's got that taste together with his milchiks, eating at the same time. It's as if he's eating meat and milk together. So what would be the nafkamina between these two opinions? One nafkamina would be a person who chews meat for a child. I say meat's very tough. He wants to make it easier for his child to eat it. So he chews it for his child and then gives it to his child. So according to the Rambam, the meat gets stuck in his teeth. He'll have to wait. According to Rashi, that the taste comes up. He didn't swallow it. He wouldn't have to wait. Another nafkamina would be a person who finds meat in his teeth even after 6 hours. So said, according to the Rambam, the meat is as if it's nothing. It's gone. It's not meat anymore. Whereas according to Rashi, he doesn't say this chiddush of the Rambam. He would still have to wait 6 hours because he's got the meat there. The ma'aseh with machmeh both reasons. And so someone who chews for a child would still have to wait. And someone who finds meat in his mouth after 6 hours would have to take it out. Not that he wouldn't have to wait anymore, but he'd have to make sure that he takes out that meat before he eats. Gavina. I had an interesting shayla from a Rav in the Badatz in Yerushalayim. Now he once got a phone call from a person who came back from work one day, and it was his 10th wedding anniversary or something like that. And his wife made him a surprise supper. And she made him a very fancy milchiger suda with all the fancy milchiger, macholim, cheesecake, blintzes, everything that would make a beautiful suda. And so what was his shayla? In the middle of work, he got a bit hungry. His wife gave him sandwiches, obviously. She made sure she was clever enough to give him a pair of the sandwiches. And he felt hungry again about 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. So he went to the local shop, bought himself a fleischige sandwich, and he had it. And so he's still within his 6 hours or whatever he waits. So they're also, well, what do you want? You've got to wait. Shalom Bayis. Okay. Shalom Bayis is not taking everything. But then? Yeah. But his minute was to wait 6 hours. That was his... So he asked if he could, might sound very unpleasant, if he could put his finger down his throat and bring up all his food which he ate, and then have his milk and gesuda. For Shalom Bayis, people go to very, very, very far extremes. So the Torah says, obviously the psak to Shaila was, it's obviously still Asa, and that is because, first of all, according to Rambam, there's meat stuck in his teeth, that's not going to help. And even according to Rashi, that the problem is the taste. But who said he's going to bring up all the meat? Maybe there'll still be some meat down there, which will still bring up the taste. And therefore, even for Shalom Bayis, he couldn't do such a thing. That was a psak. Now, coming to our two shailas. So the first shaila was, a person has got a sofik whether he's waited 6 hours. So, normally the klal would be, sofik derabonon lekula. Issa derabonon, if a person's got a sofik, whether he's going to be over Issa, normally we say Lakula. He can be Makel. So according to that cloud, he would not have to wait any longer. Lemaisa comes along the Yad Yehuda, and he says that here we can apply the rule of Dovah Sheyesh LeMativin. That is something which is going to become pervitted at a later date, a later time. We don't say the cloud of Sovik Drabon and Lakula. Typical example is a Be'er Shenolda B'Yomtev, an egg which is laid on Yomtev. So this egg is mukta because of Neda. It's born on Yom Tov, it becomes mukta. That mukta is a derabonon dekadin. Now what happens if a person's got a sofik whether this egg was laid on Yom Tov? It doesn't know when exactly it was laid. What's the din then? So you'd normally say sofik derabonon lekula. But says the Gemara, no, it's still asa. And that is because it's called the dovah shesh lematirin. Why eat it now? Be'issa, wait until tomorrow and you can eat it beheta. After techlenu be'issa, techlenu beheta. So who are din? By Bosa Becholov, a person's got a sofik if he's milchik or not. So why eat your milchik? Why have a cup of coffee now when it could be you're going to be over Issa, the Rabbonon, of eating meat and milk? Wait until you definitely know, a few hours' time, you'll definitely be parav. Wait until then, and you'll definitely be parav, and you won't be over any sofik Issa. So says the Yad Yehuda, it's considered the Dovah Shesh Lematirin, and it would be also for this person to eat his milchik food until he's definitely waited 6 hours. Now come along the poskim, and they say that no, this is not a typical case of dovah shesh lematirin. And they bring a tzlach. The tzlach says that by mukta, that is a tiltal mukta, something which you're not eating, something which you want to move, does not apply there the din of dovah shesh lematirin. And a typical example, a very nice example of the tzlach case would be a maisa shahoya. There was a shavu brachas hall And they made Shabbos Sheva Brachas in this hall. Big crowd came to the hall. And the ladies, before Shabbos, have to light their candles in the hall. So they put a table, this outside a table, with lots of candles on for all the ladies to light their candles before Shabbos. Now, can I know there were a lot of ladies coming, and there was no space left on the table. So a few latecomers, they took a few chairs, put their candles on the chairs, and lit the candles on the chairs. Don't know how safe that is. That's what they did. So these chairs have now become a bosis ledavaha amukta. That is a ner, then the candle is mukta. So these chairs have now become mukta. You're not allowed to move these chairs until the end of Shabbos. So very nice, they had the Shabbos meal. Everyone goes home, comes along the cleaner, and in order to clean the floor, piles up all the chairs in one big pile. So in this pile of chairs, you've got two or three chairs, which are mukta, not allowed to be moved. So, Shaila is, what do they do now? They want to have the Shabbos day Sheva Brachas, and they've got a massive pile of chairs here, but within these chairs, there's one or two which are mukta. So you might say bittul, that these chairs should become bottle in the rest. But the halacha is, as we said before, dovah sheish lematirin. These chairs will become muta after Shabbos, they're not mukta after Shabbos. So why use them now, be'issa? Wait till after Shabbos and use them beheta. Sheva brachas ahim, sheva brachas aher. Don't use them. Wait till tonight. So says the tzlach, that the halacha dovah sheish lematirin does not apply by mukta. And that is because when it comes to eating something, so why eat it now, be'issa? Wait till tonight. You can't eat the same thing twice. So eat it later. But when it comes to mukta, you can have hanor from it now, sit on the chair now, and you can use it tonight. So why should tonight's use of this chair restrict my use now if I can use it both times? It says the tzlach that the halacha of mukta, the halacha of dovah sheish lematirin does not apply by tiltul mukta, because you can, the svara of actually techlenu be'issa, techlenu beheta doesn't apply in such a case. So you can say maybe the same thing by this person who's got a suffix whether he's eaten meat, whether he's still meaty or not. And that is, he wants to have something milchig now. And he's not, you could look at his cup of coffee and say, this cup of coffee can only have once. Whereas you can look at generally, he can eat milchigs now, and he can eat milchigs tonight. So, you know, why should tonight's eating milchigs stop him eating milchigs now? Or you could, or maybe say the other way around, that you look at a cup of coffee, he could eat this cup of coffee now, but he can only eat it once. So say some poskim that we do say the Psak of the Tzlach here. And that is, since he can have milchiks tonight and now and tonight, or and in a few hours' time, therefore the halach of dovah sheish lematirin does not apply. And befrat, they say another svara to be mekel. And as we said before, that there's lots of different opinions how long one should wait between meat and milk. And me'ikah adin paskins the remor, so this might not apply to svadim, but the remor paskins me'ikah adin, one does not have to wait at all. All one has to do is clean his mouth out, bench, and he can eat milchik straight away. So in such a case, we can make a svek sveka. He's got a suffik whether he's milchik or not. And even if he is milchik, maybe in his fleishik, perhaps the halach is like the remod. You don't have to wait. Svek sveka. So say svek sveka, even in the matzav of dovah sheish lematirin, we would be maker. And that's all that we had to the gate to drop. And he paskin that a person in such a case can be maker because it's a svek sveka. But as I said before, it's pasha that a person should, at the end of eating his fleishik esuda, a person should make sure to remember when he's finishing his fleishik esuda, and he shouldn't bring himself to such a situation where he's going to be relying on these kulas. But if someone, in a rare case, when someone forgot, he was tired, etc., he totally forgot, then maybe he has these kulas. Now the second shaila was a person who ate meaty, he's meaty. Right, Shaila Brocha Vatala, he's fleishik, and he makes a brocha on something milchik, and then he remembers, oyvei, I'm still fleishik, what should I do? So, Lemais Lagabi Hilchas Tanis, the poskim bring down, a person who's on a Tanis Sibyl, Shavos Batamos, whatever it is, and he forgets it's a Tanis, and he makes a brocha on something, so there the poskim say one has to be bachne. That is, he should not eat what he, say Baruch Shem, even though it's not, he's still got a bit of bracha latala, but he should not eat on hilchas. When it comes to tanis, one does not eat. When it comes to hilchas basar b'chalav, say some poskim that first of all, after 4 hours, the Zechel Avraham says after 4 hours, one can be maker like the prichadosh. He said the prichadosh says that shoyis zemanius, you only have to wait 6 hours of shoyis zemanius. So the Zechayl Aram says 4 hours. Vayisayis, he lived in a place which didn't have ever a three-hour day, right? Or 3 hours or 6 hours. He lived in a place where he could only make 4 hours. The Zechayl Aram says one can be mekel and soimach on the Pri Chodosh of 4 hours, but that would only be in the winter, according to Zechayl Aram. The nice of the Paskim, some Paskim say, and that's what the Beis Rob told us, that Loimi Boya after 1 hour, that's where he's waited 1 hour, then he can be soimach on the Zoya, who says one only has to wait 1 hour. So in order to, they shouldn't have a brochel of Atola, he can eat a bit of his milchiks, in order they shouldn't have a brochel of Atola. And the Gates of Rav Paskin, that even within 1 hour, so he's still fleishik, within an hour, even then he can be soimach on the Ramah, who says that me'ik ha'adin, the halacha is to wait only 1 hour. But we said before that a person who waits only 1 hour has to do kenuach v'adocha. That is, he's still got to wash his mouth out. So, if he's got to kenuach v'adocha, there might be a hefsek. Going to have a drink and eat something else. Perhaps I would chew something. Perhaps that would be a hefsek between his brocha and his achila. So the halacha is that anything which is the tzairach of the brocha. Like it says, the Gemara says a person who, after making his bracha, he tells someone else to give food to the animals. That's because he's not supposed to eat before his animals. That's not because of the hefsek. So to hear the halacha of hefsek doesn't apply because it's something which is seirach, that seirach, a need for his bracha.
Time as well, a gap of time will be hefsek.
Yeah, but it's not waiting a few minutes.
Shulam Bayis, you could also say that the kulis.
Pardon?
The Shulam Bayis, you could have said the same kulis.
Then we saw that.
I mean, it can also be a derisa as well. This week's entry. Nidorim. The case which would be also though, Lekuli Alma, and this unfortunately does happen sometimes. Let's say a person's eyes, Shabbos Suda. And nowadays in the shops we've got many different flavors and many different types of ice cream. And his wife tried it, thought she'll try a new ice cream this week. She took this new container of ice cream from the shop. And she's busy serving it to all the children, everyone's got the ice cream. And you make your bracha, and suddenly, and the wife shouts out from the kitchen, it says milchik on the box, don't need the ice cream. But he says, he made his bracha, so what does he do? So here he can't be mekel, because he's not benched yet. And we said that Lekuli Alma, even if he'd waited 6 hours, if he's not actually benched, then he's still Toich Oisei Suda, he's still within that Suda, and he can't be Mekel B'chol Adeyes. Just finish off with a short bar on Hilchos Basa B'cholov. It's that there's a stira and two medrashim. There's one medrash says that we were Zeicha to the Torah, because Ki Al Pi Advarim O'Eile, because of Torah Shebal Peh, we were Zeicha to Mekabel the Torah. And there's another medrash which says that it mentions as a smichus in Parshas Kisisa for leisavash gadiva chalevimoy to the parsha of Matan to the parsha of Kiyal Peyad Dvorim Eile, that because we were mekabel the mitzvah bosa b'cholov, therefore we were zeicha to mekabel the Torah. When we were mekabel the mitzvah bosa b'cholov, and that's by when Moshe Rabbeinu came to give the Torah, the Malachim said, "Why are you giving the Torah to Bnei Adam? Torah should stay in Shemaim." So, to which Moshe Rabbeinu answered that you malachim, you ate basa b'cholov when you went to Avraham Avinu. And down there in the Oretz, the people, Bnei Adam, are keeping these halachas of basa b'cholov, therefore Torah should come down there. So the kasha is that by Avraham Avinu, the malachim didn't eat meat and milk together.
They did not eat.
Yeah, so some say they burnt it there in the Mamta. Okay. They seemed like they were eating. They ate milchiks. And only afterwards they ate kachema, and then afterwards they ate. Only afterwards they ate their bossa. Ben abok asher also. So says the Chasam Sofer, the beautiful word, that the halachas of bossa b'cholov min ha-Torah and ha-Chanami, they were not over. But the halachas of the drabanon, the minhag of not eating bossa b'cholov, even one after the other, and even to eat meat after milk, one has to clean his mouth out. And even that they did not do, because it says that Avraham Avinu, he wanted to make bread. And it says, Soros Pirson Nidda, he couldn't bring the bread to them. So they didn't have anything with which to clean their mouth out. Didn't have any bread. So they were over the Issad Rabbonon of Basa B'cholov. And with that, Moshe Rabbeinu's Menatzeach, the Malachim, and because of that Taina, we were Zeicha to get the Torah. So it's because of the Now, because of the halachas of basa b'cholav and because of the Torah shebal peh, the halachas of the Rabbanon, we were zeicha to mekabel the Torah.